I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In April, volunteers gathered at Elijah Perry Park in Camden, New Jersey, to plant trees. The event kicked off We Grow Camden, an initiative to plant 3,000 trees across the city over the next few years.
A ton of residents stopped through to not just ask what we were doing, but to thank us for doing it. We shared food. We gave away some shade trees for folks that wanted to plant, you know, in front of their home. Yeah, it was a really beautiful day.
Justin Dennis is with the Trust for Public Land, one of the groups leading the project. He says in many low-income Camden neighborhoods, trees are few and far between. So the sun beats down on dark surfaces like pavement that absorb heat, making those areas much hotter than leafier suburbs nearby. Trees help cool cities by providing shade and pulling heat out of the air, and they also filter air pollution and soak up stormwater. So We Grow Camden will help reforest the city and train local residents to care for the trees as they grow.
Trees that are well-maintained along a block or within a community, they tell a story that a community matters, right? And that its future is worth nurturing. It's not just taking care of what's important today, but looking forward in that 50 and 70 years to say, hey, this is your place, stay here.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Yeah.
That is two-time Juno Award-winning artist Alessipi from Montreal area. And that is Heart of Glass, a Blondie song covered in her own native tongue. I saw Alessipi at Vancouver Folk Music Festival and Mariposa, and she killed it. She has a fabulous backing band behind her and delivers a very theatrical and dramatic performance, which connects with listeners and touches hearts. She was fabulous. We've got some amazing artists on this show, including an artist who is Portuguese and also Canadian, a singer-songwriter by the name of Nico Paulo. She is wonderful. We're going to play her song, The Master. I got to sit beside her during a workshop, and she sang Wild Mountain Time. It's an old Irish ditty, and honestly, the audience sang along. I got to sing baritone. The other performers on stage included Jane Sibbery, Rebecca Foster, and it was just really amazing. Crystal Santos was on there as well. Unbelievable. Loved it. Every moment of it. So we're going to play her in a moment. We are also going to be playing music from an artist that we've played before on the show, Peakseek. They got brand new music, and they've played the Vancouver Folk Festival a couple years back. Also on the show, the Zawoze Queens with Meisha, and they were incredible. They were joined by Les Mamas du Congo, and their song Meki is going to be played momentarily. But I gotta just tell you, when those two got together at a workshop, it was fire. They had the audience going crazy. Nothing like world music to make people dance, right? Well, here is Meki on the jukebox.
L'amour rend aveugle.
Making my bungalow. Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
People came and learned to learn right.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Lady Blue, fill the waves in my hair, so calm and cool. Perfect, no despair, I wish I could swim here forever, Miss Lady Blue. Me and you, run, run down the way that we go. Pulling up, picking up the sand in our toes. Bars down the whistling trees. Lady Blue, she is calling me. Crystal in the moon, and I believe that she told the truth, 'cause ever since my heart is in the sea. Run, run down the way that we go, pulling up, picking up the sand in our toes, bars down the whistling trees. Lady Blue, she is calling me.
That is music from Emily Wurrarama, Lady Blue, released back in 2018. Emily is from Australia and is an incredible Indigenous singer-songwriter who blends English and her own language in her music. She plays six instruments, including piano and the violin. Now, speaking of another violinist and incredible performer, a classically trained artist, Chris Dirksen, and the song Round Dance featuring Northern Voice. That's coming up on the Jukebox. Chris Dirksen is our featured artist of the week and is an incredible talent. Check her out. Spelled C-R-I-S. Dirksen. Right here on the Jukebox.